You're listening to the Sabina Road Baptist Sermon Series. We hope this message greatly impacts your life. For more information on the mission and ministries of Sabina Road Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, visit us online at sabinaroad.org.
Trust him. Your granddaughter, great granddaughter. who knows that you can trust him? And it's funny how God puts us in these places where we shrug our shoulders and say, I thought I had a plan, but now I don't. And that's where we need to be. That's where we need to be. Last week, the other thing I want you to be burdened about, listen to this. I want you to be broken about people in your lives that don't know Jesus. A couple of people mentioned those. Last week we had kind of a big town hall meeting, remember that? And one of the questions centered around what kind of an evangelistic structure, game plan, events, you know, things like this, are we going to have moving forward as a church? And you know, all that's really neat to have really cool evangelistic plans. But if our hearts are not broken for the people next door to us, and across the cubicle, across the hall, across the lockers from us, no great plan is going to work. So I'm asking God to break our hearts for people around us. Does that make sense? I want to, in a few weeks when I say something about what are you burdened about, remember that from a few months ago? What are you burdened about? What are you broken about? I want to hear, like my dear lady here, I've got someone on my heart that I've got to win them to Jesus. They must know Jesus. It's tearing me up. I've got to trust the Lord. Y'all with me? I want to put this one up. Can one of you guys come up here? I want this one. Tim's here. Come on, Tim. Did you go get a sandwich or something? Wow. You missed the best service I've ever had. Would you put that over there? Way over there. On this side, things that are breaking your heart. On that side, people that are breaking your heart that need to know Jesus. Y'all get this? Tim, put something on there. Need Christ, just at the top. And then there's a little baggy pouch underneath that one. And just write a name. And again, if it's a name that we would recognize, write the initials or something like that. And we will be praying over these names and praying over your issues over the next few weeks. How's that sound to you? Man, love you guys. Thanks for praying for me, and again, keep us in prayer. And man, the enemy is everywhere. Last things, some things that stood out to me as we were praying or as we were sharing that burden, vision, motivation, commitment. Someone said, I left my church broken and disappointed. That is half right. I want you to leave the church broken and anticipating. How's that? Broken and trusting? Broken and disappointed is a bad thing. Broken and trusting is a great thing. Y'all get this? And remember God's timing, His will. Boy, sometimes He says no. Sometimes He says, I've got a different way. A lot of times when God says no, if we're anticipating that we're all right, we're going in a certain direction, we can sometimes look at God as a big old bully, trying to make us do what He wants to. I've never known someone that can't do what they want to do, but they have to do something that they're supposed to. Ever feel like they haven't been bullied? And I see that a lot of times with God. We're saying, man, we want to go this direction, but we're not able to go. I'm mad at God for some reason. So don't feel like God's a bully. If He's saying, gently, I'm trying to get you to go this way. Again, I don't know why we're going through our stuff or why you're going through your stuff. But please don't turn back to God and say, why are you doing this to me? It's not a good thing. You guys need one more story? I need the microphone over here. To Janice. Oh, what a great story. You guys ready for this? We are to be Monday through Saturday Christians. And Sunday too. That doesn't mean you live like the devil today. But Monday through Saturday Christians. And I want you to hear a story of someone who didn't do anything. Listen up. He didn't do anything, but was waiting to see where God wanted her to jump in.
This week we had a serviceman come out to the house to give us an estimate for some work that we needed done. And when he got there, Tom had not yet come home. And, we were talking about Chicago, where he was from, and the humidity and things like this. And he was going about measuring what he needed to do. And then he says, I'm about to ask you a question. I said, okay. And he says, now, this is really weird. I mean, it's really off the wall. And I said, okay, kind of like, wonder where this is going. I hope it's not dirty. But at any rate, he said, this has been on my mind for months. It's been increasingly unsettling to me. I can't sleep. I can't eat. My peace is totally upset. I don't know what to do. And I thought, okay, Lord, this is you. I can tell. And then he said, how do you prepare for the end? And I'm like, really? Somebody walked into my house and says, how do you prepare for the end? But at any rate, I began sharing the gospel with him. I asked him what his relationship with Christ was, and he said he didn't have one, that he had been baptized as a baby in another denomination. He had taken his first communion in another denomination, and that was the last thing he had done in the church. And he, you know, had no relationship with Jesus other than he knew that he was Jesus, and that was it. And I told him that many times the end is so much easier to handle when you know what the end is going to be. Shared the gospel with him. While he and I were talking, Tom came in, and he said, so you just accept God blind? And I said, yeah. And then Tom jumped in, and he said, you know, explain to him what faith was. If we knew what it was, it would be faith. And we kind of tag-teamed for a little bit, and then asked him, does this make sense to you? And he goes, well, yeah. And I said, is this something you would like to do now, is to ask Jesus to come into your life? And he says, yes. And so he prayed to receive Christ on our back porch. And when he finished, he said, wow, I feel different. I feel at peace. It's gone. I don't know what happened to it. And over the next several minutes, we watched this man become giddy with excitement because his life had totally turned around. As he started to leave, he says, I don't even care if you buy my vents. But as he got to the front door, he says, August 1st, I've got to remember this. And I said, it's your new birthday. And he says, born again. That's what they call it, isn't it? And I says, that's exactly right.
Amen.
And so you guys pray for Paul. We gave him the names of some churches to go to, and we hope he's there today.
Sure.
Amen. Praise God. Your homework assignment this week, I want you to be praying that God will break you. Whatever you're holding on to, show you people around you that need Jesus, and more than that, that you'll be broken enough to step out of your comfort zone and say, I'm here, let me talk to you. How's that sound? That's great. Father, thank you so much for the day. Thank you so much for your spirit working among us. We love you. We praise your name. Bless us as a doorway. In Jesus' name. Amen. You guys are dismissed. Have a good week.